Kedvach. We're going to skip Prey Samuk Beis. We made a hedge on how much time we have left to this man. We're not going to have enough time to finish the whole Shavuos Aveda. So I figure we'll go to the Simanim that we will be able to chaperain, which might be a little more negeya. And maybe if we have time at the end, we'll go back. So up to Prey Samuk Gimel. Reis Amag Gimel talks about the halacha that if you're a zakin ve'enu lefi kvoidoi, if it doesn't pass for you to be meish of this aveda, then you'd be pata. And there are many variables in who's considered zakin ve'enu lefi kvoidoi. It's a easy, also a relatively easy simen, and hopefully we'll have a geshmak from it. All right, let's start. The Mechaber says in the beginning of Reis Amag Gimel, Hamoitzi avedish mizbayis lashiva uboy gimusifim zok to mechabes sif aleph motz a sack or a kupa. If you find a sack or a kupa, im hoya chachim, if he was a chachim, a zokin mechubid, if he's a bakovet a gamench, she'ein darkoi lito kalim elu biyodoi pasnish. It's not his derech to carry these kalim. Ein uchayv litapo behem, he's not mechuyiv to be metapo with these kalim. Halach a klal. Somebody who's a chachim or a zakin who doesn't pass for him to carry these kalim, he is not mechuyev to be metapel in these kalim. That's the mechaber. Where does it come from? If you look in the sma sivkan aleph, the sma says yafinin medeksev v'hisalamta. The pasuk says v'hisalamta as if to say you're supposed to be masalim. Forget, we know you're not allowed it. Sluchul asalim, it's alive. You're not allowed to ignore yenim zaveda. But here it says v'hisalamta. Therefore, v'dashinim begemara. Pa'amim, sometimes shemutu l'chol l'salim, and what's that case? Ezokim v'enu l'fi kvoidim. It's a special dispensation the Torah gave that for ezokim v'enu l'fi kvoidim, he's supposed to be misalim. That's the Chazal. Grada Agav, once we're here, should really mention Geshmak HaPshat, the Kli Yokar on the Pasuk has a different Pshat. He wants a Taich LP, the Mishnah and Ovis. The Mishnah and Ovis says in Perek Tal, Mishnah Yud Ches, the Mishnah says, Al Teshtadol Liro Yisoy Bishas Kilkolosoy. Don't look at your friend when he's Bishas Kilko because he's going to be embarrassed. So Zokta Kliyoka, that's Pshat over here too. If it's the Lashon Paz, I say on Nidochim, if it's Nidochim, if it's in an oifen that the Aved is going to be totally lost and it's irretrievable, it's unsavable, don't steer there. You're going to make the Balaam feel terrible. They see all the money being lost or this item being lost and you're just standing there. You're embarrassing the Balaam as if you now know that the Balaam is losing money. So you're supposed to be Misalem, Visalamta, look away, that the Balaam shouldn't see that you're looking and you're seeing what's going on. And then the Pasuk says, it continues, but if it's an oifen or hashev that you could return it, then avad hashev tishiv, then you got to return it. But if it's an oifen and nidochim, don't stand. You have a mitzvah tzarech atalases is atzmucha kolay roya and not look. All right, it's a devar musa. But Chazal don't say that. Chazal says v'salamta is a halacha of zokim v'ena lefi chvaydei. Kishmak halacha. All right.
Wouldn't the pshuto shemekah really be? I mean, because the same how do you know which is going for which? Wouldn't it be a chiddush really that common meaning if it was more money than what you're gaining?
Okay, so that's got a different halacha. Reis Amag Dalet. Okay, we don't need this drasha. We have a different drasha for Eves Kileikam Bukha Evyon. We have a different drasha for that. We didn't need this drasha. We need this drasha specifically for Zakhman Lafi Chvaydai.
What bothers me is that the more when it speaks in Hilchos Shabbos, it says, don't say it's not Lafi Chvaydai because it goes closer. Then what's the difference this mitzvah from any other mitzvah?
So that's Chazal, Brave Chokmos, and you had to add a drasha. Okay, we're going to see why sometimes you see Zel Kvoda by Shabbos. And Belina, if you remind me, I'll try to get back to it when we get to the end of the Zimmon. All right, well, if I remember, I'll try to get back to it. All right.
Zokin means he's like 70 or something?
Devala just says someone who's a Chochim or Zokin Mechubit. Someone who's a respectful, older individual. Doesn't love Dafka has to be 70 years old. You know what? Let's do it now. There's a machlekes rishonim what's considered a zokin v'ena lefi chvoidah. The Ramban above and see and daf lamed gimel, omer aleph and the devon daf lamed omer lav. Taitches zokin is dafka zeh shokano chochma has to be dafka a chochem. Someone who's toira, he's mitzadas toira, mishum kvoid toirasoi. That's why you're not supposed to do it. Kvoid toirasoi is dochila the mitzvah asay. But if you have an elderly statesman individual, so what? A bakovetik a mensch, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, he will not have this hat, he will not have this Ptur, Enofi Kvayda, tough luck. It's Enofi Kvayda, but you have to do the mitzvah anyway. That's how these Rishonim learned, only because of his Torah. However, the Ran over there in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph is Medaik from the Rambam, which is this Loshen, that you see now like that. The Rambam says, the Mechaber says two things. There's a Chacham, that's a Talmud Chacham, and then there's a Zokain, Mechubit, there's somebody else called the Zakein. So you see, you could have, it's separable. Not only someone who's a Talmud Chacham, but even a regular Zakein, someone who's Mechubit, someone who passed for him to take this thing, will also have the Ptur. And that's how we pass. And that's the Mechaba and the Chant Mach Minatur, because the Torah doesn't even really mention, it just mentions the next cloud, that anyone who wouldn't do it for himself doesn't have to do it for somebody else. It doesn't have to be Dafka or Talmud Chacham. So Kum Toi, Sakta Shukhanok Harav, Huadin, Ish nichbad, because of a different milah. Lav dafka, it has to be because of age. Anytime someone who's an ish nichbad, someone who's a bakavet degemen, it could be because he's wealthy, he comes from a chosh of a mishpacha, pasnish for that mishpacha, or whatever the reason is. Is there any cause, any reason that makes a person mechubad, that's already enough. Someone who's respectful, that he wouldn't do it himself, that already has the ptur of zakim en elvi kvaydoi.
What's about,
For regular person, if this type of aveda for this person is ena lefi kvaydai, ena chanami, that will be a ptur. Or if an isha, it's ena lefi kvaydai for to schlep heavy packages, heavy things, b'shus harabim, and a chanami for an isha, it will be ena lefi kvaydai to schlep a heavy aveda. Sorry? Correct. At any person, if doing the ashava is beneath the person's dignity, it's something we'll have to be magdir what that is. But good, it's beneath the person's dignity. He doesn't have the mitzvah of lasukha lasalim. He doesn't have this thing.
The answer
of
the Rav
Shulchan Aruch,
I never say what you just said.
Okay, why not?
Because it says zaken
lefi chavod. It says chacham or zaken mechavod.
So why did they zaken? We just say lefi chavod.
Why have the zaken so good that he bothered by that? All right, we'll have to see. You know what? Let's go to the next. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and it's really not him, it's really coming from a Jewish in Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Ches says that this is talking about someone who is a Be'emes, an Ish Mechubad. But you have somebody who is trying to create that image, and Ledai Toy, Lefi Gavis, but his lashon lefid shadaitoy gavoya alav emaint he's takachoshev for him pasnish he wouldn't lower himself. If you ask anyone in the street, that guy, why not? He could pick this up. He's choshev. He's not choshev. He's like anyone else. A halzach, he holds for himself to be choshev. But if he's really not choshev, just because he holds himself, and even if beemes he holds himself ad kedekak that if it will be his own money and his own aved, he would taka let it go. He's emes with his ego. He believes taka in his ego a lot, and he taka believes that even it's worth his money, he'll be mavat on his own money because of pasnish, because he's trying to create a certain image, or he thinks of this image, he thinks that he already attained that image, still he has this chiv. It has to be somebody who's be'emes a ish mechubit. And that's why he says that's the mekavon of the Rambam and the Mechaber, who says zokin mechubit. Why didn't he just say stam mechubit? It's trying to tell you that mechubit doesn't mean emeint is a mechubit. Mechubit means he's the em is a mechubit. That's why you need a zokin mechubit. But some guy who never has a sickness, that person is not going to be potter.
But that guy
that
has a sickness is not going to follow your law because he really thinks he is mechubit.
No, you have certain people, you should know, that some people who talk to have a crank that totally out of it. But certain people who grada, they walk with shtolz, and there's a whole, I don't want to say an act, but we'll call it a lifestyle. There's a whole way how he walks and how he behaves, and he's trying to create an image. You'll ask him to think for a moment, do you think everyone else agrees with your... No, he's trying to maintain such an image. He's trying to create it and keep that image. But he's really not there yet. You mean? So that person, yes, well, when he knows his halacha, yes, he'll stop and he'll talk and give back to Avraham. Also, Shulchan Aruch Rav continues, and he says that if you have a person, because of his wealth, or he decides, langsach nesh, that's not worth the whole teicha, and the bend down for that, it's a dalat, it's nothing, I'm just going to let it go. It's good. He could let it go on his own cheshem, but he can't let it go on someone else's cheshem. If it's a takana veda, there's no ptur just because you'd be mavat al shaloi. The avada, you're still going to have a chiv al shachaver. The ptur is that machmes the oisha that you have, you're considering the ish mechubet that it's a bizoin for you to do. The bizoin shabai patas, that's what's going to give you the ptur. But if you decided langsach nesh, let's say a person is a breita mensch, he's a mavate, it's not a problem. The guy in the dorm, he'll have the heater on with the air conditioner on at the same time. You know, these type of guys, those guys, that's not a het over here. Those people, pshat is, they're more mavate than the mom, and if it's on the floor, let it go, that's fine. But when it comes to someone else's money, avada, they're going to have a chiv. That's the kicking the yoinu says as well. He doesn't give the much of the dormitory, but he says, someone who's stam avat on my mind is not going to have this ptor. That's not a ptor. The ptor has to be so machmas bezoyin. He created a status, he is part of that status, that he's going to have a bezoyin if he does that. If it's beneath his dignity, for that, he's not mechuyif to do it. It's a p'tur, what do you mean? What's a p'tur and a chayv?
He wants to do it.
That we're going to see in Sif Gimel, that there might be an inlof in the Mishnah Sadin to do. Now, what would be if you have somebody who's a choyla? He's sick. He's not, if it'll be his item, he would let it go. He's not bekava b'riyas to taka do that. Do you have a p'tur here? So I saw somebody who wanted to say that this is also bechlal the p'tur of Zakim Venu Lefi Chvaydoi. And Lani is died, I don't understand it so well, but I guess he means to say.
Did you say a woman schlepping is also not?
That's because it's beneath her dignity. Beneath her dignity. But somebody who is not beneath their dignity, it's just they're a chayla, he wants a taina that also has a baturin. I think he means, he doesn't say what he means, but I would assume he means, is that it's also not for his ruach, it's not for the I don't know, image, but the person that he is, it's like. I don't know, it's not. I can't even, it's hard to even say. I can't understand the tushta, why? Honest isn't different to honest, but what does it have to do with this? This guy, the Torah is not honest. You're talking not honest, but the Torah gives you. The Torah allows you to. You don't have this chiv because it's beneath your dignity. So I guess just like you have the thing of kveid abriyas, so therefore, so too, if it's a chayli, you're not mechuyif to do. Somehow he sticks it into this thing. It's hard to say. I don't understand it. I rather would say that it has nothing to do with this. If you want to patra a chayli, either if it's mamish or einus, he can't. Fine, but let's say hitaka could. So if Hitaka could, just it's going to be a big tercha for him. There's no ptur anywhere for tercha. That's mefush over here. That a guy won't bother, like we said before, because of the tercha. He's still mechuyif to be meshav aveda for someone else. That's not a ptur. But I would taina that if by returning it, the chayli is going to get worse. He's going to get sicker. So he's going to have, so to speak, a hefset from it. So then we maybe invoke a different concept that when you're going to have a hefset mamen, you're not mechuyif to be meshav and aveda unless he reimburses you. He won't be able to reimburse you your health. So if your taka is going to get worse from it, and you might have to be very worse, significantly worse, more than what the it's shoved the item, or maybe even a little worse. It will go through maybe in Reis HaMagdalad. But it would have to be aggravated, the situation. Then I hear maybe you have a ptur because your hefset is worth more than Yenna's money. That might be one ptur.
He's like a zokin in one way is because he is a weak person.
Yeah, but the zokin, I don't understand that the zokin is not because of weakness. The zokin has to be because it's beneath his dignity. Someone who's sick, it's not beneath his dignity to return. And nothing to do with it. It's mechubin. Right, it has to be a zaka mechubin. There's another way to do it, and that is a chelkas yoiv, a geshmanka chelkas yoiv. He says in Dini Oynis, Anav Zayin, it's at the end, over there he wants to say a big chiddish, but it's fine. He says that in kol mitzvahs asei shebetoyre, that the way to be yoiv is b'shev al-taz, you're not doing anything, you're just not doing what you're supposed to. He wants to say that if it's going to cause you a chayli, even if it's a chayli she'aim by sakana, you have a patur b'shev al-tasa not to do it. I guess he means just like, I don't know, I would be madam, just like the zinyan al kveid abriyas, that you're not mechuyiv to be mekayim mitzvah saseh, if it's going to cause you a zilzul, let's say, by kaver a meis, you mechuyiv to be oisek be meis mitzvah, even if it means doicha karban pesach, because al tzbezoin a meis, so... Sorry? Lasukh l'salam is alive, but it's b'shev al-tasa. By me not doing it, it's still b'shev al-tasa. Teis and shuris and mavur, it's considered shev al-tasa. Taflam and omebe. So if it's a shev al-tasa, and it's going to cause the sickness to get worse, could be the chakiyav would hold that you're not mechuyav. Because just like chakiyav holds, you're not mechuyav to be meshavev, it causes you to be sick, even if chayli chen beis akana. So even if the person's already sick, but if it's going to cause them to get worse, so that worse is a chayli shem beisakana that you didn't have, which only came out through this mitzvah, maybe b'shavat hasa, you're not mechuyev to do hashavas aveda because of the sickness. That's the way I would go to pater someone who's sick, but I wouldn't say that it's b'chlal zokim beinu l'fi
k'vaydai. What about if the
Baalim
themselves won't do it? I'm saying if the Baalim themselves...
Even if the Baalim themselves won't do it, that's the whole klal zokim beinu l'fi k'vaydai is only because the Baalim themselves won't do it. But if you're not there, and you're a chayli, let's say it's chayli, not zokim shein l'fi k'vaydai, even if the Baalim themselves won't do it, tough. So on yourself, you're making the cheshbon, but not someone else, you're going to have to return it. All right, good? Fine, now what are the case? Let's give
you
give us...
You meant the Baalim who lost it. Right?
Yeah.
Not Altsfer himself.
Oh, the Baalim who lost him themselves wouldn't have done it because of that chayli. Maybe then you're not mechuyev. I hear the cheshbon. I didn't have that. I'm sorry. I hear the maybe. Okay, but the Baalim themselves wouldn't do it probably means because it would be a hefsed. I hear. So then we'll have the other head to take not mechuyev to be mafsid. For Chazar's mom and Chavir.
I was assuming, you notice somebody says that, like, let's say a rich guy, and you know he wouldn't bother, like, just continuing this question. So you know that since he's a rich guy, he wouldn't bother, you know for a fact he's a zillionaire, he wouldn't bother coming after that.
I don't think that's going to happen, no. Pater. Because if the zillionaire wouldn't bother because of the tircha, there's no tour of tircha. Elamai, you mean the zillionaire wouldn't bother because of his status? It's a bazaim for him. Go for him. It's a bazaim for me. It's not a bazaim. So I won't have that pator either. So I don't know that would work. By chayla here, if I'm in the matzah chulila, whatever. Now let's just give simple cases. Let's bring it down today. Let's say someone lost a ball under a car. So can you imagine a matasio crawling under the car to retrieve this ball? That's enel afi chvaydai. Right, whatever. It's so climbing a tree, doing something a little more dynamic or agile. Probably that's in al fichvaydi to do, or even if it means schlepping. For example, let's say the Gemara talks about schlepping animals or other items, whatever. But let's say a bike. Can you imagine a Shiva walking in the street with a bike? Or a cozy coupe, or a big wheel, I don't know, any of these things. That is Einu Lefi Chvaydi. He's not Mechuyev in that Hashava, because it's Einu Lefi Chvaydi.
What do you do with the mice in the Gedolim? For a fact, mice, was there, this is almost a famous story. He went out in the middle of the mud to look for the lost pencil for the fellow in his house.
Right.
Big Tzadikim will be doing
so that. So we're going to see later on, there is an Inim, maybe Lefnimish is Adin to do. But, all right, fine. Now let's give the cloud. What is this cloud? Let's see. Zokta Mechaba, how do you know if you fit that criteria of Zokmin Alefi Chvaydai? If it's V'Oime Daita, if you have an Oime Das, Ilu Hayu Shalai, if it would have been yours, Im Hayu Magzirin La'atzmai, and you would have Taka returned it, then Kachayv Lagze Shochaverai. If you would have done it, even though you're such a chash of a person, but you would have done it, then you're Mechuyev to do it for your friend as well. Vimlai But if you would not have done it for yourself, then you're not mechuyev to give it back. So the whole din is something that you yourself wouldn't have returned it. If it was yours, you wouldn't have done it. If it was yours, you would have done it, then you're mechuyev to do it for someone else. Look at this massive cotton base. Pirsh, what's the case? Im hayu munachin b'makum d'yeshlachu sheyignevu ayisavdu. You're afraid that it's going to be stolen or lost over there. And lo hayobayish machmas hezekoy, and because of the hezek, you would not have been embarrassed to return it for yourself. Then you mechuyev to do it for somebody else. Prat in the sma, it's pasha, but I just want to bring it out. Is that when it says that you would have done it for yourself, it doesn't mean that you wouldn't have been embarrassed. Avad that you would have been embarrassed, but you would have done it anyway, right? That's mefusha pri Yitzchak says it like that. The Chazon Yecheskel, avad that the. If you would have done it for yourself, even if you're embarrassed, you have no ptur that you're embarrassed, because you see you would have done it for yourself. And even if, let's say, the mao, you don't schlep bikes in the street, you take a bakovitika mensch. But if it was your bike and there was a few hundred dollars on the line, you would have schlepped the bike. Or even if it's none of you know, but if it's grada ovud, you would try to be matzel your bike, even though it's beneath your dignity, then you mechuyev to do it for somebody else as well. If it's in a matzav of a hefsed, you would do it, and you mechuyev to do it for someone else. It means the ein alefi chvaydi has to be ein alefi chvaydi, even if it means losing this item. So then you have the ptur of not doing it for someone else, even though your friend's going to lose this item. And you could have the same item The same bike, the same matziv, and sometimes you would, sometimes not. If it's a $50 bike, you might be mevat, it's beneath your dignity, and then you wouldn't be mechuy for somebody else. But if it's a $500 bike, then you would do it for yourself. Oh, so if it's worth more money, you would do it for yourself, then you got to do it for someone else. Let's say there'll be a gold watch that fell under the car, or a diamond ring. I know, maybe Rabbi Matisyahu would then, yeah, go under the car to pick it up. I don't know, you have to speak to him. So if that would be the case, then if there's a gold ring, a diamond ring, then he's mechuyv to do it for somebody else too. There's no p'tur of any lafich vaydai. If in that matzav, that aveda that you would do, then you mechuyv to do it for somebody else. All right.
I'm talking about if you can pick up the object and you maybe you have to go to seder here. You have a time.
The Seder is not a p'tur of any lefi
kvoidim. You're going to have to go to yeshiva, you have a certain time.
That's not a p'tur of any lefi kvoidim. Maybe we'll go into tour of hefsid, another thing, but that's not a p'tur of any lefi kvoidim. Now, the Mechabe says a loshin, Eino chayiv litapel behem. You're not mechuyiv to be metapel. Sounds like, that's it. You walk away, have a good day, no problem. You have no chayivim, no strings attached whatsoever. Shaila is like this. What would be if Grada, it's beneath my dignity to take a crawl under the car, but I could call somebody else. Yanko, come here. There's an aveda in the car. Do me a favor and pick it up. Means, are you mechuyev to do it in an iPhone or get other people to help out? That is not beneath your dignity. It's beneath your dignity to be Mesha, but you could do it in a way that's fine. And thereby, being maxed to the Aveda to the Bayam. Do you have that Chiv? Or no, once you have the Ptur, Zak Min al-Vikvodai, you're pot in Gansen. Enochayv la-Tapel sounds like, bye-bye, have a good day, I have nothing to do with this, and I'm off. That's so how does that work? So let's just bring it out. This is really Lecharei Machlokes. The Panim Yafis, which is the Aflah on Kiseitze, on this Pasuk, says like this, that even by Zakar Shein Olufi Kvoidai, if you could return it, if he could return it Ayidei Shliach, even if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiva, let's say that person doesn't have his own Chiv, he's a Katan, whatever it is, you are Mechuyiv to get a Shliach, to call a Shliach, to try to return it. Because you don't have the Ptur as a Vait. And even Taich is a Pasuk like that. He said, why do Pasuk say, V'salamta? And then it says, Hoshi Teshivim. So it says like this, V'salamta, you Mechuyiv to be Mesalam, Kazakim Ben Olfi Kvaidai. But Hoshi Teshivim, that double Lashon, it's a Lashon Hifel, Ayidei Acherim, he says, you're supposed to still get, even though you have the p'tur of L'sukul L'salem, you have the p'tur of L'salem to Kazakim and L'fikvadai, still Hoshiv Teshivim, get other people to return it. You have a p'tur, but he's mechuyv to get other people to return it. He touches a posik, and that's how he buys it, says halakha. L'salem to ignore it, just, but Hoshiv Teshivim, if you could do Ashav Ayidei Acherim, Teshivim, make sure somebody else will return it. Yeah, okay, good. He's meisiv that you're not mechuyev to hire a shliach to do. You're not mechuyev to spend money on this, but you are mechuyev, if you can get a shliach bechinim, you are mechuyev to do it. Now, Grad happens to be that this agav is not muskum, that din that you're not mechuyev to hire a shliach to be matzal, is bechal na pashit, to the case of kochim or blim reish samakdal, the others that you might, yeah, have a chiv to even hire somebody to return. There's achiezer who says not, the chiv is not more than a shem bechinim. It's a big machloikis. But he names on that you're not mechuyev to hire somebody. So unless, if you can't get the money back, then for sure you're not mechuyev. So maybe that's what he means, that other people could return it, so the Bailam won't have a hefsid, they won't have to pay anyone, and by you hiring, you're really going to cause the Bailam a hefsid, forget. So you won't be reimbursed, but I'm not mechuyev to reimburse you. So then you're not mechuyev to hire somebody, but I think that you won't get reimbursed, and the Bailam's not going to reimburse you, because they could have gotten someone else to return it without having to pay. Maybe that's what he means. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like to him that you're not mechuyev to hire a shliach. I don't know where you got that from. Fine. Rav Moshe Grada has tshuvas written to Rav Goldberg. There was a sefer in English on Hashavas Aveda printed 30 years ago, something like that. And he has tshuvas from Moshe. So tshuva yud tes, Rav Moshe nemzon for apashtis, avada yimuchiv to call other people to return, to help return this item, like the Panam Yav. He doesn't call it the Panam Yav, but he says it as well. And he said, because the svara is, whatever is beneath your dignity, you're not mechuyev to do, but calling other people is not beneath your dignity, so avada you are mechuyev to do. The p'tur only goes as I vayt. If you taka could call other people, then avada you mechuyev to do it.
What do you do with the Moshe? And Chaim Talmud is personally?
I guess. I guess. And I have to help him personally. Good. Now, it happens to be there's a Gedulei Shmuel and Daf Lamed. The Gedulei Shmuel and Bava Metzia Nems are not like that. The Gedulei Shmuel says that Lifnim Mishur Sadin, the Zakin should call somebody else to return. If I say, see Nemdon, that the Patur, Vesalamte is an absolute Patur, and you're part of Bechalif, and you're not Bechalif to call somebody. Just Lifnim Mishur Sadin, then you could do it.
Not only that, Allah should help you to go one step further. He said, Lamed implies that. You disappear from it. So if you're saying, if I'm
sending a shliach,
I'm not disappearing
anymore. Yes, you want to say it's Meduyik and like that. I have no problem. And what's a Svara? Ay, L'chayro, Azoyvait, I don't have B'zayin, so why don't I have a Chiv to call somebody? So he says the Pshat is, because a mitzvah Tashav V'Zaveh is a mitzvah ala guf. So you're mechuyev to do. That mitzvah never was matal alecha a chiyev to call other people. So memele, if you can't do it yourself, that's it, walk away. You never have a chiyev, maybe mils chesed, but you never have a chiyev ashav asaveded to get others involved. Memele, he says that to the extent that you're pato, al tve salam, you're not mechuyev to get others. Where does he know that it's a mitzvah ala guf? I don't know, but that's what he said. I'm going to tell us how guf I.
That's what do you get around him.
I hear. It's a better than the lotion, but
that means that if he has an avenger on 2 pounds, and he calls someone else to pick it up, he's over
salam. If he has an avenger down and he calls someone else to pick it up, he's over. We once discussed all over the beginning of Rishon on test at Enochanami. If two people are walking in the street, it's Tully with Reb Chaim over there. Remember that? If you hold it, the salam tishtendix, and Enochanami, you're ready over if someone else picked it up. But if you hold that, like the Rishon is mashma that you're not over v'salamta as long as you're shamer it till somebody comes, so you'll be good. I'm watching it, I'll get somebody to come, and then I'll be fine. So it won't be a problem.
Okay, so that works better with the devotion to Sakhra, because then he
but this person, the Zakhmin Levikvodin, never had a chiv v'salamta in the first place. He never had a chiv v'losukul v'salamta in the first place. He's supposed to be v'salamta. Right, so that's it. And I don't have any other chiv. There's no other chiv in Hashavas Aveda other than myself. And if I don't have myself, so I'm part, I walk away. That's what he says. And the Maisa is, it's Mavur.
You just said Reb Chaim, just being Shomer is enough?
No, Reb Chaim has a cheshbon of his hand. It's every second. We discussed Reishon and Tes. It's every second, and it's really Mesukin at the end when you do return it. But if you see it, and you store for a second, and someone else chaps it first, so you never Mesakin at the end, we once said that, like Reb Chaim, you take over a lot. Two people walking on the road and they both see it, whoever gets their second is going to be over the lot.
Because says if you show me, there's somebody
right, I'm saying the Rishonim and Mashma that you'd
no,
be
but
fine.
If you do that, then there's not in the Lefi Chvoda anymore.
No, I'm just saying. Well, maybe to be shamed to someone else would be Lefi Chvoda. You have to know how wide you're allowed, what's beneath your design. But anyway, over here it's not Nagay. Over here, he was talking about a different person. Over here, you have a Ptur, Vizalamta, and it's. Now, the Mais is, when he says it's only Chiv al-Gufi, not Mechiv to call others, there's a Mordechai in Baba Basra, and many Akhrenim, Mufush Faket, L'Chayra. They say over there, by the dinner of Hashem Echinim, Hayal Lakandim, Roim of Amaklis, to call Roim to help out, to thwart off these lions and bears or whatever. So there, the Mordechai says, and other than the Sivis, a lot of Akhrenim say, Avada Midin Hashem. Shabbos Aved, you're mechuyev to call Rayim. Now, if you learn like the Gedulei Shmuel, Shabbos Aved is only a mitzvah on me, and never mechuyev to call anyone. If I'm potter, I'm potter. So, what's he talking about? What are they doing? So, luchay, it's mefurish, not like Gedulei Shmuel. Unless he's tiny like this, he's a push a bit, but the Gedulei Shmuel was only talking about in this case that I'm potter. I'm potter legarmi, and I never have a chiv to call someone else. Over there, by Hayolo Lakandim Marim of Amaklois, once I do call the Royim, I'm going to help the Royim fight off the lions as well. So I will be matzel the Aveda or matzel the Chavitz just with the help of the Royim. So my personal chiv to be matzel, I can't do it alone. So my personal chiv is mechayv me to call help to help me in my chiv of being matzel. But over here, I don't have a chiv at all because I have a ptur of his hanta, then I'm not mechayv to call somebody else either.
I mean, it's understood.
No, but they say that even as Medin Hashav Zayd, even if you be an outsider, not a Shema, you also have the din, you have to be Mekadim Barayim of a Maklis. Some say not be Mekadim, good, but once it's there, you're Mechuyiv to call Royim and save Al Tzah Shavaz Aveda. Mordechai quotes the Chubis Maram.
And it's not the Engel Fichoyloi. If it's under the car and I stand outside and I don't go under the car, I stand there, it's lefichu avoidoi.
But you're going to stand, it's not going to help you.
And stand there until somebody else comes along and then I tell him to go get it.
But if I'm not mechuyev to call somebody else, you're going like, I am mechuyev to call someone else or not? Well, if you're not mechuyev to gozel nazir, I'm not mechuyev.
No,
my,
just like the rain. I that's part of my shmira. I watch it.
Oh, you mean like this?
Somebody else to help.
So I watch it in a way of yeah, but that's neither. Yeah, it's funny because neither it's nothing because I'm not doing a hashiv tishiv even by picking it up because I didn't pick it up. I'm just standing here to watch it. Yeah, but I won't be over the sickle of
Zalem,
right?
That kind of shmira is a good thing.
Yeah, but here, I hear. Yeah, I think that's partial. I should have said it. I think that like the Gedulei Shmuel, Avada, even if he holds it, not mechuyev to call others, but if you could contact the owner, there's a phone number, Avada, you're mechuyev to call the owner. Because that's you. You're doing it. You're not doing idea chayim. I have a p'tur, not mechuyev to schlep it, but at least I could call the owner and say, your item is on 5th Street in Forest, you have a bike on the corner. To make a phone call?
Okay,
I'm just saying. I don't know. Wait, remember to see how can make a phone call in the street? No, I don't know. I don't know the daggers, but if you can't make the phone call.
Why is that
trouble?
She means pick it up and take it back.
No.
I mean, Lechayah should be Makayim. Even though you don't have Chiv Shmir because you never picked it up, but I got the item back to its owner. Lechayah should be Makayim that Halacha.
I don't get it then. I'm coming to a bike. It's not Lefi Chavoda for me to take it back, but it's Lefi Chavoda to make a call, so then I'm Mechuyev, so you're making that.
So I might be Mechuyev to make that phone call. Just like Rav Moshe upon the office, I'm mechuyev to call other people because that's bechal. That's not. So even the Gedulei Shmuel holds not. The Gedulei Shmuel only holds because I only have a chiv al aguf and not mechuyev to call other people to get other people to make shlichim because it's a mitzvah al aguf. But making the phone call is a guf, right? It's my guf who's making the phone call, so that's my chiv to make that phone call and I get the bailam back.
I see the bike there. And it's not a chiv voto for me to schlep it, but I'm mechuyev to walk over that, read the name off of it.
If that's bechalal, if that's not beneath your dignity, then lechayim like this, lechayra. Why not? Lechayra. Now it happens to be there's a ritva in Shavuos is mashma like this that you take not mechuyev to call others because the ritva lishitas he holds as dafka talmud chacham and not by other mechubadim. He says a lashin. Oh, therefore by other mechubadim, by an ish mechubad ba'alma, there's no p'tor. This is Lishita. Say, good, but what does he say? There's no p'tor. And he's mechuyev la'achzir oy sheyiten mi sheyase b'mkoymai. Since he doesn't have the p'tor, he's mechuyev to find someone else. He passed nitch, it's beneath the dignity, but he doesn't have the p'tor because you have to be a tamu chakum later at all. He's mechuyev to call other people and get him to take his place and return. If vice toys, had he had the p'tor of Zakim ve'en al-fik v'adei, he is not mechuyev to call other people to help out to return it. So it would sound like the Gedulei Shmuel. However, you can get out of it. It just means that, let's say, you can call other people by paying them, and you're not mechuyev to hire, or you can call other people with a lot of tircha, and the tircha is enel afich vaitcha, by calling the other people, calling in the street, hey, Yanko, come here! That's also enel afich vaitcha to do, so you wouldn't be mechuyev to do it else this din, but if you're stuck, because you hold like the Ritva that's only a Talmud Chacham, then you're stuck, so you're going to have to call that other person. But it'll be the better of the two evils. It's better than calling another person than mamish schlepping it in the street. But so it's not so mechik, but it's a good shaila to know how vayt you mechuyev to do. Because if you attack a hold like the Ramosh in this thing, then hanichlami, you would have to do technically everything to the point where it's a bazoim, but everything else you'd be mechuyev to do. All right, let's.
Then calling is like what said the Mashgiach himself. Calling somebody over to get the ball from the car wouldn't pass the Mashgiach to do that.
It wouldn't pass for him to do it?
No. Hello, Yaakov, come over, get the ball.
No?
No.
All right, sorry. Okay.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, yeah. Metzio can't call somebody to get the ball? All right, fine. Okay, I don't have enough covered atar, I guess. Okay, I don't understand why, but okay, fine. And you see, you should call Bishus, but if the guy here, he can't say Yanko to get the wool under the car. All right. Fine. Okay. I don't see what the design is. Okay, fine. Let's move on. One more interesting halacha that Priyitzchak is medayik from Taisus and Shavuos. Taisus is bothered. It's a whole lot dumb. It's indirectly bothered. Not really, but he has a klal that something which is a bezoyin, like by Kveira Meis, a bezoyin, you are allowed to be mevata mitzvah b'shev al tase. However, to be even poshet bigdoy b'shuk, to be an arum avada that's a bezoyin gadol, and you're not mechuyev to, if it, The only reason why you're mechuv to be boish to bigdal b'shut by klayim, even though it's a bazayin gadol, because there it's a bekum vaseh, you're being over a lot by wearing it. But anything b'shev al tasa and it's a bazayin gadol, the Gemara says you have a p'tur. As bazayin gadol, you have a p'tur. And Tosis says by zakamin lefi kvoida, these cases, he says these cases are not a bazayin gadol. They're only a little bazayin. It's a little bazayin. So then you need this p'tur, or then you have this p'tur of zakamin ben lefi kvoida. But if it'll be a bazayin gadol, then you have Algemeine Ptur of Bazayin Gadol B'Shev Al Tasa. So it's like the Pri Yitzchak, a beautiful Cheshbon. So he says like this. Unbelievable. Or Gadol Toisei, I should really mention, Toisei says another thing, that if you see somebody about to take the Aveda, Be'issa, and going to keep it and not return it, so then by you not acting, it's going to cause an Issa to come about. Even Memela is going to cause. Toisei said that maybe that's considered Kumvasei, and you won't have the Ptur Bazayin Gadol. Go, but when you have the Ptur, because by you not acting, you're causing an issa al yodcha. It's an issa al yodcha, a bekum vasei is happening, because someone's going to do a maisa b'yadayim to steal. So it's not your maisa, it's someone else's maisa, but you caused it.
That's
what you said. I read it. It's two truths from Tayyid. Just hold the makshava for a minute. So Zakhtar Prayitzka, that if Adkan, we have a klal, you would have done it for yourself, you're mechuyev to do it for someone else. If you wouldn't have done it for yourself, you're not mechuyev. That's also a regular p'tur of zakim ben alfi chvaydai. But if it's something is v'zoyin gadol, there then stam v'zoyin potam. The Meili says, and if it will be a v'zoyin gadol, let's say going naked, it's a v'zoyin gadol, Taisis says. If something will be a v'zoyin gadol, then even if you would have done the v'zoyin gadol for your own hefzid, still, you're not mechuyev to do it for someone else. Because b'zayin gadol, you're potter from mitzvahs. You would have done it for yourself. You don't have the p'tur of zakim lefi kvoida. You have a new p'tur called b'zayin gadol. Means if Rambam Tesio would retrieve his own gold watch from under a car, let's say, but it's still a b'zayin gadol maybe. So he did it for himself, but he still will be potter. He doesn't have to do it for someone else. Because even though he doesn't have the p'tur of zakim lefi kvoida, because you see, he did it for himself, but he will have the p'tur of b'zayin gadol. B'zayin gadol, you're not mechuyev to do. That's a pre-Yitzchak, a blitz chiddish, it's a gavaldika cheshbin, I'll pee that Tosis. You have to know if today it's a muskin, but that's a pre-Yitzchak.
So what did it have to do with the Tosis? You could have said
that. No, because Tosis shows that there's two different dinim. Tosis shows that there's a p'tur called b'zayin gadol, and a p'tur zakar ben levi kvod is only when it's a regular b'zayin, not b'zayin gadol. So memeila zakar pre-Yitzchak, even if you don't have the regular p'tur, you'll still have the p'tur b'zayin gadol.
No, I meant the case where the person was doing the
Gnaver. Oh, I wanted to show you that even the Priyitzkog, let's say your Bazayin Gadol will cause, let's say someone's about to steal that watch from underneath the car. So then Rambam Tesio can't say, I have a p'tur of Bazayin Gadol. Because like Tosis says, that's considered Kumvaseim, but Bazayin Gadol doesn't help you for Kumvasei. All right, fine. Let's move on to Siv. I want to try to finish the Simon tonight. We still have a little more left here. Okay, Siv Beis. The Gemara has a shayla. I just want to give a quick hakdama. The Gemara has a shayla. If let's say an aved is besada, and it's not a problem for you to pick up the aved in a sada, that's not beneath your dignity because no one's around. But you have to get it back to the city, so you're going to have to walk through the city as well. So eventually, at the end of the chazara, you're going to now, have a bazillion in the city. What's the din right now? You're in the sada, you found this aved in the sada. Do we say that a yois, you'll never be able to return it to the city, back to the bialim, because there you'll have a bazayin, so you're ready potter now in the sada, not mechuyev to pick it up? Or do we say punkt fakert, that since here in the sada it's not a bazayin, so you're mechuyev to pick it up in the sada? Oh, now that you're mechuyev to pick it up, so once you picked it up and you chay bashava, now you got to return it even in the city. Which way do we go?
There is an istalam, so there's no istalam, the problem according to what you're saying, so I should you make a book with you, whether it's a bazayin or not. You just said istalam, there's no istalam. So according to your cheshbon, there's no istalam, I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, but if I know by me picking it up, no, I will never get a chazara in the city because I'm not going to return to the city because I have bazayin there, so then I might not have the chiv to pick it up in the first place.
I know the swar, I'm saying that I'm just giving support for the other swar, because if the islamta's down, there's no islamta now.
Okay, but I could hear this.
No, I'm just saying once I picked it up, and I have a chiv of Ashi Tishim. Ashi Tishim, that's not a tour of Ainul Fichvoto. That's what I'm saying.
That's not so posh what you just said, but we'll have to get to it. But that's the shaila of the Gemara. Which way do we go? And it's Gemara de Leifshita, so the shaila how we pass can pass should be passing lechurman. That's how the Ram would be the mechaba. Let's see. Sak to mechaba. Haydarka lag zekelim keelu besoda. If it is the derek to return it in the soda, just vein darka lag zirin beir, but it's not the derek to return it in the city, umotzen beir, eno chayev lag, so you're not mechuyev to give them back. Matzim besada, but if you found them in the sada, Be ear, you're not mechuyev to give back. But if matzim besod, if you found them besod, chayiv la'achzir, you're mechuyev to give them back. Ad sheyigiyu lushus habaylim, you have to give it all the way home. Va'avu pi sharei niknas bem le'ir vein darko bekach. So what? Since it's a suffix, so we paskin lechumra that you mechuyev to pick it up in the sod because over here there's no bezayin. And once you picked it up and you have a chiv hashava, you're mechuyev to go all the way home with it, even back to the baylim. That's how the mechaber paskins. Pashit comes along the Ramah and argues, V'yeshayim is a rush. V'yeshayim is a Ramah, d'lo yangzir be'ir. Do not return it in the city. El yachnisen min asad le'ir v'yanechena. From the sod, bring it till the boundary of the city, till where you're going to start having bezayin. Right now you're going to have bezayin, put it down right here. At least you made it a little better. There's a greater chance that it'll get back to the Bailam, because in the sod it's really going to get lost. In the city, there's a good chance it'll get back to the Bailam. Here you're not mechuyev to return it because you have a bezayin, but in the sod you didn't have a bezayin, so then you're mechuyev to do it. That's how the Rosh paskins.
What? Here was Rovak, of this one be true.
Why?
Because it's for sure going to get lost.
So what? It's still better than being in the sada that is mamish nothing. It's better. It's better. You're doing something. You're doing off something for the Bailam. So much better. Oh, so good. So that's what it says over here. Yeah, so comes along the Sma and teaches the Ramah. What's the Ramah talking about? Why? How do we have this? Remember, the Gemara Shaila was to the two extremes, Pashas. Do we say that since you have a besada, you have to do a beer? Do simply say you don't have it a beer, you don't even do a besada. And the Rosh is making up shah. Do a besada, but don't do a beer. What's going on? So Zakta Sma, towards the end of Sivkot and Gimel, he likes this pshat that the Masak Rosh Lafigur Sase, lo yibay be Gemara, eli ikai gav nepata af besada. He had a different pshat in the Gemara Shaila. The whole Shaila was, are you pata besada, given to Lamati Lazat Hashava Mario? Allah, you're not pata besada. I will be ear pshitale, it was pashit to him, the interok. That was Pasha, that Avadi never mechuyev to do Be'er. And the whole Shaila of the Gemara was Besada, and we pask in Lechumra, so Memela Besada do it, but Be'er don't do it. That's what the Sma says. If you look in the Rosh, it really doesn't stim so well in the Dvarim of the Rosh. It sounds like the Rosh, that was the Rif, but the Rosh really had a different shot. So comes along the Daki Moshe and the Taz, and they say a different shot in the Rosh. Gevaldik Abshat, Halt Chedron, the beautiful shot. And they say like this. Really, Avada the Shaila was Sai Besod, the Sai Be'er. And we only behold always Sveika L'chumra. So you really had supposed to have done it in both places. But Zak the Rosh, you're a Talmud Chacham. And this is Rosh says this. You're a Talmud Chacham. You're going to be machmir and be mezalzel b'kavid. It's a zilzul kvay teira. It's an asa to do. You now it's a deraisa pashas. You now be mezalzel on your kvay teira. So on the one hand we have a shala. Maybe you're mechuyev to do it. On the other hand we have a problem. Whoa! It's a suffix deraisa of zilzul kvay teira. So you're stuck. What are you going to do? Which one is zadif? It's like the Rosh of Pshara. Pasha Chedron. He says copy the sada. Where in the sada you don't have zilzul kvay teira. So then you're mechuyev to do. Why not? It's a suffix, and there's no downside. So sveika l'chachmir, you're supposed to do it. But clappy the ear that there's a suffix, maybe you have a zilzul kvaitaira, because really you're not mechuyev to do it, and now you're being mezalzel kvaitaira. So Sheval Tazit, don't do anything. Put it down. Don't do it. Because otherwise you're being oivinissa. How could I say to be machmir, to be meshav avedim in a suffix, if I'm going to be oivinissa in zilzul kvaitaira? So memela, don't do anything, and that's why you put it down in the ear. Very good.
That would be only by a chacham, but not by a zakeh.
Oh. It's so very good. So the loitis pshat would only be by a chacham, not by a zakim. Mashenging loitis smas pshat, that in the city there was never a shailo, then in a chanami, then even by shar zakenim, or whatever, shar mechubadim, avad, you'll still be part of the year. But loitis pshat in a chanami, you have to read Ramah, that's only talking about a chacham. Sorry? So the halach is that a chacham is allowed to be meuchel al kvoidoi, but he's not allowed to be meuchel on bizyoinoi. Kvoidish machal is machal, but bezayinai, you're not allowed to be machal. Bezayinai, tamuch is allowed to be machal. Bezayinai teira, it's not even up to him to be machal. So if it's bezayinai teira, that it's an issa.
Why need the pasuk? What do
they
need the
pasuk? Why? Who says we're talking about the cases of bezayin? Who says we're talking about a case of bezayin? And also, we're telling you now. Anyway, in Sefala, we said that the haptura of zakim ben lavi kvoid is even for someone who's not a tamuchachem.
I'm saying if we're
gabed
a din
tamuchachem. So you have to say your pato even when it's not a bezayin, when they're just not ena lavi kvoid, when they're just. doesn't pass so much, but it's not an emes abezoin. If it's not an emes abezoin, then
you have to.
But in this case, to schlep this, which is a bezoin for you to schlep it in the city, and echnami will have this halacha. And Rekiv Eger explains. Let me just explain this because it's a geshmak acheshmen. You see, in the Gemara Lachari, not like that. The Gemara said that once you picked it up, the Gemara had a shaila which way to go. And the Gemara said, no, maybe that since in the sada you mechiv to pick it up, and once you picked up in the sada, then you mechiv to even return it in the city. It's as if once you picked up, you have the chiv, then you got to go all the way. So what's the rush saying? Lachari, once you picked it up, you got to go all the way. All right, you can now have a tour of zilzul kvay tayra. Zokta Rekiv Eger, no, avada. By Zakim Ben Lefi Chvayde, Taisa says this, the Rosh will hold like Taisa, that if Zakim Ben Lefi Chvayde, even if he will pick it up, if he emissa really has a p'tur, he will not have a chiyav hashava. He will not be mechuyav to carry through with the hashava. Even if he picked it up, I'm not lashiv. He is a p'tur and it's a blank p'tur. He's pata absolutely no matter what, even if he picked it up. But the Gemara was saying that maybe because in the Sada you don't have bezoin, there you mechuyev to pick it up because there you chayv b'ashava because you don't have bezoin over there. Oh, so it means on that side you have an emes achiv. Oh, if you have emes achiv, rather then you mechuyev to give it back to the Bailam. But to the extent that we're mesupik which way to pass, and there's a tzad that even though b'sada you didn't have a bezoin, but you're ready not mechuyev in the Sada to pick it up because you'll never be able to return it in the city. And it's a suffix. So even if you want to be machmir in the sada, sveika lechumra, but benegay to the ear, you have right to a suffix. Am I mechuyev to return it or not? Was I ever mechuyev to return it? Even though I picked it up, maybe I still not mechuyev to return it because I had the p'tur even in the sada. So now it's emes suffix. I emes suffix. Better al zuzu kvayter and not be oivenis and put it down and don't return it in the city. I mean, the kids of the Rosh holds and Taisus holds that by Zakim Elefi Kvayde, even if you pick it up, you're not mechuyev to return. That means you don't have a chiyev hashava just because you pick it up. The p'tur of his alamta is a p'tur even after you picked it up. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you picked it up, I'm not sloshed. Mameli says that's the geshmak
pshat. So why do you say lefni mishus
adin? We're going to see. Lefni mishus adin might not be a hetel like the Rosh either. We're going to get to Pelined and Siv Gimel. Fine. So come down to some machlokes. How do we paskin? So the way we paskin, the Aruch HaShulchan says the ik is like the machaba, that you are mechuyev to turn it in even a city, and he's medayk like that, and the goyim of cotton basils like that. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the same thing from a different cheshbon. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the yori shemaim yachmel atzvay bishal toira, that since it's a suffik deraisa to return, and the Rambam holds you mechuyev to return it, so it's a suffik deraisa, you should be machmin, you should return it even in the city. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. It means anytime it's a suffix, but also suffix, take it right, look how you should return it. It's a pillow on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. What do you mean? I hold gufa. The Rosh holds. The Rosh also knows it's a sveka deraisa, but the Rosh holds that zuzul kvay teira. You should not be over in issa and be machnas yourself to a suffix to return, because you're being machnas yourself to suffix issa of zuzul kvay teira. So what's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav saying? At a suffix, you should return. L'chay, you have a zuzul kvay teira, which is an issa. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav himself holds like that, which is the Raman Tziv Gimel, that you should not be doing lefnim rishus adin if it's a zuzul kvay teira. So what's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav doing over here? So I think Prachar Pshat Shulchan Aruch HaRav is that Hayoyis, it's a Machloikis Rambam in Rosh, if Zuzu Kvay Tari here plays an effect. You see, because the Rambam didn't hold it a problem. Rambam holds it Mechuyev to return even Be'ir. So Hayoyis, it's a Sofik. So the Rosh Taka holds that Zuzu Kvay Tari, you shouldn't get involved in the Sofik. Bezeida. But Ledidan, we see the Rambam, we see the Rosh. We have our own Sofik. I have a regular Sofik, Chiv Midaraisa to return to Hashavah Zaveida. And I don't know if Zuzu Kvay Tari here Bechla passes, because the Rambam says it doesn't pass. So for me, I have a suffix deraisa to return. I don't really have a good p'tur to pata because I'm not sure if I'm entering as Issa. So I thought I should return. I should be machmir b'shal tayra and return. Bishlam later on by lifnim mishur sadin, where it's never chiv, it's only lifnim mishur sadin. So then you should be machmir like the Rosh and not be nichnas into an Issa or suffix Issa zilzul kvay tayra. But over here, we have a real suffix deraisa to return in front of you, and you don't know that you're being over in Israel, Zuzu Kvay Taira, because Raman says there is no Zuzu Kvay Taira. So, Mamela, you should return it.
I don't really understand what you're saying. On one hand, you have a suffix derives one way, so it derives the other way. How does it work out?
No, because here you have a suffix, but even in the Rosh has the regular suffix altogether, because on the Tati Mukhiv to return it, you don't have the Brahma Kvay Taira.
Because the
Boilo Yishu. Right, the Boilo. So that's even the Rosh. But I'm saying that even more, the Rambam holds that even that's not a problem, that the Rambam negates the whole Rosh. The Rambam says there's no Zul Kvay Tari in the first place. So if that's the case, and I have a Vadi Safak Chiv in front of me, and I don't have a Ptur at all, I don't know if there's a Zul Kvay Tari at all, so I have Vadi, then I should go ahead and return it. All right, let's try to chap around. Let's try to finish up here. V'chein zok the Rambam in matzah behema v'kisha. If you have a behema and you hit it, nischayv letapo bo, you mechuyv to be metapo with it or lagzira. Avo bishenu lefi chvoidai sharei hischel b'mitzvah, because you started with it. Once you maschel b'mitzvah, you mechuyv to finish. It yezok v'enu lefi chvoidai, and you're not mechuyv to return this behema, but you hit it, you started. Once you start, you mechuyv to finish the mitzvah. That's. Now the Pasha Pshat of the Rambam, the Loshon Shari Hischa B'mitzvah, the Rishon HaMedayek, it's mashma, this man brings it down Sifkan Dalet, it's mashma, there's nothing to do with the fact that you trained the animal, you taught the animal to be wild, you start to hit it, and you trained it to go into to new terrain, and you're being mazik the bailam by being machik the animal away from the bailam. No, it's a verse, because once you're maschil b'mitzvah, you'll be mechuyv to go in with the mitzvah. You had a right not to touch it, but once you hit it and you start the mitzvah, then you're mechuyv to be going with the mitzvah.
That's only where it's a suffix. If there was a
bizoy,
but let's say if it's a
valid bizoy
and you're
hiskum bizoy. Once you're hiskum bizoy, then you have the chiv mitzvah.
There's
no p'tura bizoy.
There was no mitzvah in the first place.
Yeah, here too, it's a zokimin alafi chvoida. You have no mitzvah to return this animal over here. No, that was the previous case. This case, it's in the city, and you have a vaday no mitzvah to return it. But once I hit it and I start, now mechuyv to return. I'll maskel b'mitzvah. What mitzvah is maskel? I just told you before the Rosh and Tosis both hold, and the Rekiveka just cites the Rosh that there's no din of maskel b'mitzvah by zakavin levigad. Even once you picked it up, you're not mechuyv to return it. Even if you had a mind to return it, there's no maskel b'mitzvah. You have a p'tur in the Torah. What mitzvah are you being maskel? So Rosh Hashukh wants a taina like you taina before that these rishonim hold, the Rambam and Rashi is much like this, that the whole p'tur of Isalamta, it's Maduik and Apotek, is only a p'tur to the chiyav of Lusuchel Azalim. Normally have Lusuchel Azalim, here is Isalamta. But there's never a p'tur on the mitzvah zaseh of Hoshet Teshivan. The whole p'tur is only been again to the lois zaseh. So if I'd never picked it up, I never moved it, Peseda, Lusuchel Azalim, no, you're a Zakim v'Isalamta. But you started to return it. Oh, you started to Hoshet Teshivan. Now it's too late. Now you got a you have a chiyav mutal alech Hoshet Teshivan. Now you got to finish off with the mitzvah.
How could you put it down by the ear then?
And a chanami. And a chanami. Loit Aruch Hashulchan Pshat in this Rambam. And a chanami, once you've been maskel b'mitzvah, you would not have the cheshen or kivega. Means the teretz of that commotion won't pass. Because once you picked it up in the Sada and you have a chiv mitzvah, you would be mechuyv to carry through all the way even into the city. Because once you start, you got to finish. And that was Shita's Tosis in the Rosh. That holds not like that. They hold that, like Rav Kivega explains, that no, you don't have a din of Hoshet Teshivan. The Ptur is absolute. But in the Rambam, Shita Rosh Hashukun wants a taina that the Ptur is only on Loisukul Azalim and not on the mitzvah of Hoshet Teshivan.
So it's implying the same thing applies to that case before.
And therefore?
No, so that's why, because you're maskel the mitzvah, but you pick it up in the sudden, and therefore you have to bring it back.
It's a similar case, but
what you're saying is the same lumdus.
So it's lachari, it could be, but over there, okay, fine. So you're trying to think, Masha, the lumdus is because you're maskel b'mitzvah. That I agree with you, but what's the lumdus of why maskel b'mitzvah works? So Aruch Hashulchan says because you have a chiv, a shav, a hoshet teshivim, because the Torah was never on hoshet teshivim. The Truma Zakri says a different shot. The Truma Zakri says, a very nice prat. He says that normally lasukal lasalam you have a ptur, it's in a visalamta because ain't a lafi chvaidai. But what happens if the zakim was meichel on his covet and he started to return? If he was meichel on his covet, once he started to return, then avadi is mechuyv hashet teshivim. Even Zilzal Torah, if he was meichel, even if he can't have the mechuyv, I know, if he was mavat, if it's Zilzal Mamish, if it's. No, the whole point is that he's not allowed, he's over Nissa. But let's say the guy was over the Nissa because it's not biyodai to be mevater. Okay, good. Let's say it's a regular case that he's moichel al kvoidai with not to the dag of a bazoin. Or let's say he kisha. Let's say that wasn't beneath his dignity to do. Once he did, he started the mitzvah and he started in an oifen that he was mevater on his covet. So he was moichel on his covet. So the oifen of his mechil, he will have the chiv of leisuchel lezalim because he doesn't have the ptur of his alamta. So once he started, then avadi he has to carry through. Once it's chal, now he has the mitzvah to be goimri. Not because the ptur is only on leisuchel lezalim and not on vajadir. Avadi ptur is on everything. But once you start, you show that you were moichel on your covet to start, then the chiv was chal and now you got to carry
that's
through.
That's enough to mean that the first one won't follow that.
Correct.
By the Sada won't follow.
By the case of the Sada, it's a whole different lumdus. In the case of the Sada, anyway, you have a starting the Chiv. Because in the Sada, you anyway have the Chiv. Because in the Sada, there's no Bezoyin. So once you started in the Sada, that's like that Sada the Gemara. So Avada, once you mask of a mitzvah, you have to be Goyim. Now, there's a pshat in the Smai, brings down from the base of one pshat, that the Rambam, when he says Hiskel b'mitzvah, doesn't mean the word that once you mask a mitzvah, you have to be Goyim. He means something entirely different. He means because you taka teaching it to be wild. How does it fit in the word Shariz Hiskel b'mitzvah? So he's matchik, he says, if you don't finish the mitzvah, because you taught it anki nagri briyasa, that's why you have a chiv to be goyim. Very shver in the lashon of maschil b'mitzvah, hiskel b'mitzvah. You showed him tight up the Rambam, the verse, because once you've been maschil b'mitzvah, you have to be goyim. Now, what's the din of a kisha? So I knocked the animal. What was my kavana when I knocked, when I chased the animal, and now I was maskal b'mitzvah? What is it? So the Taz says at the end of the sif, at the end of the simin, actually, he says, even if he didn't do a bederech hashava, rak bederech misasek ba'alma, he was misasek and he knocked the animal. Once he starts, it's as if he's the mitzvah chal and he got a finish. Now you have to know how vite misasek, because if the chumas agrees, is because you were meichel on your kavod, if you misasek, you weren't concentrating, I don't know if you have the mevata on your kvayde at all. You have to know what he means misasek ba'alma. But the ma'aseh, the chumas akri himself says also, it didn't have to be bederech hashava. You didn't have to have the kavana when you were chasing the animal and you hit the animal that you meant to be meshevit labailam. Just once it started to move, you mavata on your kavod, once you schal, oh, now it's schal, and you have a chiv to take it all the way. However, the Meiri in Bab Metzia and Daflamina Mebeis says, he gives a hagdara, beautiful, it's maybe doesn't stim so well with these achrayim. He says that when you hit the animal, hikisha is only if you madrich it, you started to be madrich it back to the bailam, you try, or back to a safe place. You tried to do something to elis habailam, even if it wasn't a kavana of a chazara gemura, but you're trying to do some form of ashava or level of ashava. But let's say you just scream at the animal to chase it out of the sadr, so to me, that ain't kind of scholars b'mitzvah klal, and the avada, you're not going to have this chiv of kivin shiyuschal b'mitzvah. I mean, he learned about it, kivin shiyuschal b'mitzvah, but if you weren't doing it for some form of ashava, some hadracha, then you're not going to have this chiyuv.
What else would you call a mitzvah for? What mitzvah is it unless it's ashava?
So you have to do some form of adracha, l'chayra. Yeah, and the Aruch HaShulchan says lahedya over here also, that if the word is out maschal b'mitzvah, you have to have kavana, mam, you go all the way, you have to have daita l'ashiva. If you das l'ashiva, then you have a maschal b'mitzvah. If not, you don't have the zin of maschal b'mitzvah. Fine, so it's a shayla. So at the end of the day, just to pull out, is even though we're passing the mechaba on the first half, that once you start besad, you got to do be'ir, but it's a machloikis. The Taisus in the Rosh hold that by Zakmin Levikvoida, even if he picks up and starts to return it, Bisoy doesn't have the Chiv, and it's only by Behemoth because you taught the Behemoth to be wild, you're a Mazik, but if it would be other items, you don't. And the Ramam holds and Machabah holds Pashas that it's on all items because of a Svar of a Hiskel B'mitzvah, and now you have to know what the Lamdas is. Is it because, like the Chumas Akri, because you start to be Mavata, and now the Mitzvah was Chal, or the Orch HaShulchan, and the Ptur is only on Lusukul HaSalem, and now on the Mitzvah of Hoshiv Teshivim. Let's try to Chaparai one more. If it's very important, ha'hilik b'derech ha'toy v'ayosher v'oisa lefnim mishus hadin machzes aveda b'chol makim v'ava b'shein alefi chvoidai. Even when you have the p'tur aveda alefi chvoidai, but if you want to be ha'hilik v'ayatoy v'ayosher v'oisa lefnim mishus hadin, some akrinim say it's only if you normally are ha'hilik b'derech ha'toy v'ayosher, then you have this inyan alefnim mishus hadin. But whatever, but lefnim mishus hadin, don't invoke this p'tur of zakim alefi chvoidai. You should try to be machzer it anyway. And then you should pay out of your pocket. But don't be machmir to return lefnim mishus hadin, and on the other hand, being even isa b'mizalzel b'kvay Torah. And avad over here too, Zokter Aruch HaShulchan, it's only when you're talking about a Talmud Chacham. Avad, if you're an usher or a chashev mishpacha and you're a mechubit because of something else, there's no zilzum kvay Torah. Avad, then you should be machmel lefnim mishus hadin. We're only talking about over here, as a kavod at Torah, then you shouldn't be machmel lefnim mishus hadin because you're being mizalzel in the isa of kvay Torah.
What was the lefnim mishus hadin we learned the whole time? Wasn't that in the mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah here?
Right.
Before, when we learned...
No, the lefnim mishus hadin. Other people are mechuyev to be magzer.
We learned before, when we learned the whole din,
which one? Oh, that over there, when the guy has a yish or whatever.
What was the case? There was still an inyan of Ashava?
So by everyone. It's all, everyone has an inyan of Nimisha Sadin.
I didn't pay you for it.
Oh, one second. So here the Rosh wants to hold that the Nimisha Sadin to have the best of both worlds. The Rosh has a problem. Mitzad Echot is an inyan of Nimisha Sadin to Trunaida not invoke the Ptura Zakim in Lefi Kvaitai. But on the other hand, we don't want you to be over the Issa Zilzul Kvaitai. So he makes a Ptura and pay instead. You can't schlep the item back because it's a Zilzul. So instead, what you should do is you should really pay the Bailam. And it's only going to work, the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out, when you know who the Bailam are. So you can pay them. If you don't know who the Bailam are, it's not going to help you. You don't have this eight that you're trying to pay the Bailam. And then the
Shulchan.
But how am I ever going to find out who the Bailam are? If I don't take the Aveda because it's a Zilzul, I'll never be able to track it down. Mamel Zak to Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's torn which way to go. He has no Makriya. Mitzad Echel, if Nimish is a Din, like the Machabi, you should return. And Mitzad Arash, no, it's a Zilzul Kvaiter, you can't return. And we don't have the eight of paying. So we're really stuck in the middle. Now what? Sorry?
Let's say a person doesn't want to do it. Not Kvaiter, just Kvaiter.
Right.
Okay, I'll pay.
No. No, there's no way to, because if you don't have a ptur of Zakamein al Kvaidai, then you mechuv to be Meshad Aved, you can't pay money instead. There's only a Tamachokam, a Beltim is Pata, so then, Chach, let him do something, at least get the value back to the Bailam, let him do something. Yeah. I just want to be, let me just be, Mazwe, one second, hold a second. I want to be Mazwe. So what did the Machaba hold all along in Siv Beis and Siv Gimel? What happened to the Bezayin Kvaitaira? I had to Bezayin, the Rosh of Zachar Garek, you can't be Meichel on that, why you have a Chilif Nimish Zadin or Be'ir, what's going on? So Beis Yosef says, and that's where he comes on with your Shabbos. Beis Yosef says that here it's not a bezoyin. Faket zeu kvoida. You're doing it for a Shabbos aveda. Your own item taki, you won't return. Your own item, you'll be mevat on your mama because it's a zuzuk kvoida. But the only reason why you're returning is for yana, for the mitzvah atayra, a Shabbos aveda zeu kvoida. It's a kvoida to be machmir and return yanam zaveda. The male over here doesn't pass the svara of bezoyin atayra.
He's throwing the rush out.
Correct. The Mechaba holds not like the Rosh. Mechaba holds like the Rambam. Lo Rambam argues with the Rosh. Why? Because they hold it's not a bezayin atayra. Okay, you're doing it for kvay tayra. Now you could be machalik by Shabbos. It's apparent. It's a new ptah. Nothing to do kvay tayra. It's even kvay zaken, kvay mishpacha, kvay roisha. There's a ptah of esalamta that you're not mechuyv to do undignified things. You're not mechuyv to be mevazi yourself.
He's saying, but a chacham doesn't have that head.
A chacham also has that heta. Avada chacham has a heta. But we're talking about a new thing. I went out to the din. Lefnim shu zedin should be machmir. And the Rosh says, no, you can't because bezoin kvay tayra. Bezoin. At the bezoin sheba, you're not allowed. Zog the Rambam, you are allowed. Why? Zog the Beis Yosef, because there's no bezoin. Zog kvay tayra, just like what you see by Shabbos. But it's chalik from Shabbos, because Shabbos, when you're making your cholent, it's pretty obvious that you're making your cholent lekavod Shabbos. It's Friday, or Malach Shibut, or whatever it is. It's pretty obvious. Over here, I'm schlepping this animal in the street. Anyone knows that it's not mine? Maybe they think I'm crazy. I'm schlepping my animal. It's bezoin kvay tayra to do that thing. No one knows that the chacham is schlepping an animal. He's putting a big label on this animal. It's not mine. It's a Shabbos Aveda. He's not doing that. So you do have bezoin kvay tayra. What's going on? What's the pshat in the Beis Yosef?
He did make a sign.
If he puts a sign in a chanami, but without a sign, you have a problem. The Ritva, I just want to say, the Ritva in Shavuos Lamed Amud Beis is a different pshat. L'chayra, the Ritva in Shavuos says that not yet the bezoin is nicha and bezoin of this. He teaches, as I over here, you see the izel of nimish is to give it back like the Rambam. He says, because this is not a real bezoin. What's my rise of the Ritva? Because they see that there are many Talmidei Chachamim who are mevata, and if their own item, they will schlep this item back. So since you see that some Talmidei Chachamim will do it, so even though you're from the Talmidei Chachamim who won't do it, but it's zikha not a bezoin, because you see others do it. So yes, it's not a bezoin. It's not, it's taka v'salamta, it's inu l'fi kvaidai, but that you could be meichel on. Bezoin would be that all Talmidei Chacham don't do it, but some Talmidei Chacham do it, so it's not a bezoin, so memele have l'fnim mishe zedim. But it should come out like the Ritva, that it will be a zazak, that all Talmidei Chacham don't do, because it's taka bezoin, then in a chanam he demoted to the Rosh, that you won't have this l'fnim mishe zedim, because don't do it, it's zilzul kvaidai, it's asa.
But he might disagree and say there is no such thing. That's what he's saying, that since...
Let's say commercial ice a tear, a guy going down into a sewer trying to retrieve his ball that ran down the sewer. Let's say, no, Talmud Chacham would do that. So,
for other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.